My blindfold is hiding my furrowed brows. They've turned me into a sex toy. They've stripped me of my self-respect. I've been transformed. Boyhole. Master's boyhole. I release the words while my mind grapples with the pain.
The most perfect boyhole.
Sage keeps stroking my hair. Maybe it's the effect of being temporarily blinded, but I can feel every little twitch of my asshole around Gabe's finger. I can feel him sinking into my flesh, violating the purity of my body. This is invasive. It feels sick. It feels wrong. But that starts to change. He sheathes down to his knuckle and holds the position, allowing my hole to tighten and relax around his digit. With each anal spasm, the pain diminishes. It isn't long until there's just a nice stretchy feeling and a tender fullness in my bowels, kind of like when you have to take a shit. Whoa, I feel weird. My voice rings out over the sound of men masturbating.
You're losing your ass virginity, Coda. You're giving it up for me.
It feels good inside me.
How about this?
He curves his finger forward and moves it up and down against my inner wall, almost like he's trying to scratch an internal itch. A bizarre, fuzzy sort of pressure bubbles within my abdomen. It radiates from far behind the base of my cock, causing my hole to squeeze on his finger. The sensation is sexual. It's dirty.
Ugh!
I let out a nasty gurgling noise.
I'm touching your queer prostate, Coda.
Yeah, just open up for him. Your queer butt contains a little lever inside. When a man flips it, your emotional walls come crumbling down. You become the disgusting slut you were born to be. This is nature's way of keeping you docile and immobilized while breeding. You're getting ready to accept semen in your anus for the first time.
You're doing great, buddy. Just relax into it.
Sage strokes my cheek.
We're all proud of you. If your family was here, they'd be disgusted by you. They'd never understand your body. They'd never understand what you need. You've escaped that world now. The gang accepts you for what you truly are.
A catboy homo slut, I mutter the words.
Exactly.
Gabe increases his force against my prostate, doubling down on the forbidden massage. The pressure grows and grows, extending up my core and into my brain. I can't think. I can't move. I can't see. I've become nothing more than a hole for these men. I'm just a meaty orifice. I serve drinks, and I accept penis. That's the entirety of my life now. Ba-boyhole. Boyhole. Boyhole. I begin chanting the word while quiet tears of happiness wet my blindfold.
Look, you broke his brain.
Phoenix begins laughing.
It feels too good. He can't handle it.
And we're just getting started.
Gabe extracts his finger. I let out a tiny whimper as he withdraws. My bowels feel uncomfortably empty now. I want him to put his finger back inside. But he has an even better idea. I hear him spit onto his dick before inserting his wet, warm cockhead between my ass cheeks. The puffy bulb presses up against my hole and moves in a circular motion, giving me another nasty massage. Master, master slut, I mutter. Gang is real family.
That's right, buddy. You need this. You've always needed this. Queers will never find happiness until they've been claimed. They need straight alpha cock the same way bees need honey.
He applies pressure, forcing my slippery boyhole lips to open for his thick penis. Like a mouth being force-fed, it opens wide, suctioning in his foul feeding tube. He's going to pump me full of his nutritious nectar. He's going to fill me with protein. But the pain. My ass rim screams with discomfort, automatically clamping around his cockhead in an attempt to force it out. The act only suctions him deeper, though, causing my entire body to tremble. I panic and struggle against my handcuffs. I squirm on the floor. I try to shake the blindfold off my head. Nothing works. Here in the darkness, I'm surrounded by nothing but the sounds of masturbation and sex. I'm isolated in my own universe of sexual depravity.
Pretty cat boy, pretty cat boy.
Sage lovingly strokes my hair. I'm not sure why, but the act causes the fear to drain from my body. His comforting strokes distract from the extreme violation occurring in my anal canal.
Nice and tight,
Gabe grunts behind me.
Your virgin boyhole is going to help our muscles grow. I can feel the testosterone coursing through my veins.
Master, inject it into me, please.
Patience, I haven't even pressed into my balls yet.
He lets out a laugh before slamming his cock into my hole, causing his huge testicles to smack against my tiny ball sack. A horrific flare detonates in my ass like a hydrogen bomb, but it's gone in an instant. It feels almost like he forced himself past a blockage. A bend in my colon, perhaps. Has he molded my insides to conform to his penis? Will it ever go back to normal? I let out a frightened grunt.
It's all downhill from here, babe. Just clear your mind and let yourself be used. You don't have to do anything. Just hold still and enjoy.